This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we just had Seth DeVolve, former Browns tight end, who's going to be on that Browns cruise, was with us at 1 o'clock. I still want to talk about a couple things. I really want to get back into college football here. As we were talking to Seth DeVolve about that decision, like, if you were in that spot, you were at an Ivy League school, and then all of a sudden you're like, what do I do? Do I take the free ride at the Ivy League school, or do I go to a school where the education probably isn't anywhere near what it is at an Ivy League school because I got a chance to make some cash at a Power 5? So we'll talk about that. I do also want to continue and kind of wrap up a little bit of a conversation we were having earlier today about who takes the fall for the Browns. If things kind of stay the course and they only pick up a couple more wins, is it Andrew Berry? Is it Kevin Stefanski? Is it both? Is it none? Is it Paul DePodesta? Is it Ken Dorsey? So a lot of things out there. I think as I look at that scenario, first of all, I hope they win a couple games so things don't have a drastic change. I think Kevin Stefanski is in the middle on everything. And Kevin just needs to maintain the locker room here for the rest of the year so that they can regroup and figure out what next season's going to look like. I just, you know, something that Andrew said yesterday just about, you look at these, for whatever it's worth, right, these two-time Coach of the Year winners, look where they are. They're in Canton, right? I'm just saying, when it's all said and done and you end up looking back at their careers, there's got to be a reason why they've won these awards and what they've been able to do. And I know he gave up the play calling this year. And to me, that, you know, a lot of people would say, oh, that's how he gets on the hot seat. I don't know. I think a good leader isn't scared to let folks around him do their job. And maybe in the NFL it doesn't work that way, but I don't have a real problem with that. But I think we find ourselves listening to the tone of Andrew Berry from yesterday. We find ourselves listening to the tone of Kevin Stefanski in these press conferences, which rarely changes. We don't hear from Paul DePodesta, right? We don't. And we do Ken Dorsey. And Ken's got a job to do, man. I mean, he's got to try to go out there and call the right plays and lead the team down the field and hope that a ball doesn't get tipped and hope that the offensive linemen make a block and hope that a running back can find a seam and hope that the wide receiver runs the right route. I mean, there's a lot of all of that there for all those guys. I just felt going into the season that there's this year could have been something special.
The coach of the year argument is always an interesting one to me. And I can't say it enough. I think Kevin Stefanski is a really good coach, and I think he should remain the head coach of this team. And frankly, I would be fine if he took play calling back on top of it. But the two-time coach of the year argument is always funny to me. Because that is an argument that is narrative-based. And by that, I mean, when you do Coach of the Year and when people vote on it, who typically wins Coach of the Year? It's the I was wrong about that team award, or I conquered the most perceived narrative. That's usually where Coach of the Year comes. It's either the sports writers admitting that in the beginning of the year, I predicted this team was going to win five games, and now they won 10. So it's got to be coaching because I was wrong. Like, that's like, I've always thought of Coach of the Year as being the I was wrong award or the I conquered the most award. So, like, Kevin Stefanski, the one that he had last year with Joe Flacco, and what was it, five quarterbacks or whatever like that, if you count Jeff Driscoll, four if you don't. And being able to conquer that, like, yeah, that's Coach of the Year. Great job, dude. The other ones are always like, they always make me laugh because it's like we goofed up. So here's an award that says, oops.
Oh, man. Cool Ray, you're in Bedford. Hi, Cool Ray.
What's happening, Cool Ray?
Hey, what's up, fellas? So let me say this real quick. Thank you for finally saying that about Coach of the Year. But my thing is this with this team. What are we doing with my team?
What are we doing with your team, Cool Ray? That's what I want to ask you.
So here it is. This who takes the blunt of the fall. It's going to have to be Stefanski, first of all. He's the coach. Second of all, it's got to be the GM. First of all, here's the thing I have a problem with. I heard that interview. He can nowhere near compare Stefanski to Hall of Fame coaches or Super Bowl winning coaches because Coach of the Year. Don't ever do that. That's why
you're saying he shouldn't have done that?
Shouldn't have never done that, ever. You could say Stefanski's a good coach. He won Coach of the Year. But don't compare him to Hall of Fame coaches or anything else. So here's my problem with this. Let's stop putting Band-Aids on what we know about to become a complete gush out. We have to start determining where are we going to go with this team. We're wasting Myles Garrett youth. If we can do a draft day trade for Myles Garrett, get some picks, even Denzel Ward, you have to really start looking at this because look at what we got right now. We don't have players. We don't have anything. The talent is down. The offensive line is shot. We have Denzel Ward getting concussion after concussion. We have to literally start thinking about a rebuild. And I do not want this organization or this regime, head coach or GM, picking talent. Somewhere with this talent pool, whoever's in charge of talent evaluation or talent, that is the person who needs to be fired because we cannot be the only organization in history that's going to go 21 quarterbacks that we can't get right. That is impossible. That is
we are. It's history. I mean,
so cool. Right. Here's the needle that you got to thread through this, though, because the solution to chaos isn't more chaos. So you've got to figure out how to thread that needle that you're talking about of, okay, you've had 40-some-odd quarterbacks since 1999. Now, how do we evolve this to where you actually have a place that a quarterback can succeed and grow? And that solution isn't more chaos. That's the problem.
No, but here it is. At some point, you have to, and I know it's going to sound crazy, you have to go get get young guys and bring them up together. But you also have to get a coach and a coaching staff that's really good at maturing and developing these players. We can't have a quarterback, a coach that says he's only going to run his offense, so that we need to find a quarterback that can run his offense, because then that slows down the growth of any team. You need to have a quarterback and a coach that can relate to each other and work together. And I think this is what, because we can't, 21 quarterbacks, and we can't get it right. That is so impossible to do. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Even if you're playing John Madden, you're going to get it right. You're going to put talent around these guys. But we're wasting talent. We're in a unique position to where we don't want to rebuild, but we're in a position where we have to at this point. But it's not break it up at the season. This is where you have to have things already in place and ready to go so that jobs are now defined. We can't have a coach that want to call plays. We need to have a coach that knows how to coach. We need to have an offensive coordinator that can call plays.
Okay. Corey, I agree with some of the things you're saying. There are plenty of coaches out there that call their own plays.
Exactly.
I mean, that's not it. And going back to what Barry said yesterday, he said, I think there are 13 coaches in the history of the sport to win Coach of the Year, to win the Coach of the Year award multiple times. 10 of them went to a Super Bowl or an NFL championship. 6 of them won, and 7 are in the Hall of Fame, and he's the second fastest to do it. Kevin's an outstanding coach, and he's absolutely a part of the solution with everything. I don't think he was saying, look, Kevin Stefanski belongs in the Hall of Fame right now. What he is saying is, if you have patience and you're willing to, you know, battle through the storm when things aren't good, you have a great opportunity to have someone who has accomplished something in the sport. I don't think you should be fired for comparing him. No, he stated a fact.
This is the hardest part with all of this, Andy, is it's just everybody wants a pound of flesh. Everybody is Matthew McConaughey at the end of The Gentleman. If you have not seen The Gentleman, you should. It's a tremendous movie. But it at the end going, I want my pound of flesh. That's where everybody is they are banging the table yelling, I want my pound of flesh. I don't care where that pound is coming from. And the problem is the solution to chaos is not chaos. It will never be chaos. You need to hone in on something, and you had it, and you figured out some level of it. So is blowing this whole thing up the solution? No, it's just more chaos. So I don't know. I think somebody's going to get fired because that's how the NFL works. Is it the right idea? That's a different argument. Because I just believe that the solution to chaos isn't more chaos.
Let's continue on with this conversation. We'll do that. And I also want to talk a little bit about the college stuff that we were getting into. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.